Hi there. The word for you today is on the cure for spiritual boredom. In James chapter 1, verse 22, the apostle writes, "Be doers of the word and not hearers only." Now, why does the Bible say, "Be doers of the word and not hearers only"? Because hearing without doing becomes boring every time. You can get to the place where you've heard so much preaching and teaching that you say to yourself, "Oh no, not another sermon." The problem isn't the word. It's that you've become oversaturated and spiritually numb. You're bored because you aren't putting it into practice and reaping the rewards of what you've heard. Jesus said in John 13, verse 17, "If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them." Once you start doing what you've been told to do, you won't have time to be bored. The phrase, quote, "hearers only" is from the Greek noun akrotes, A-K-R-O-A-T-E-S. Today we'd use it to describe students who sit in a class just to hear the teaching, instead of taking any assessment or being graded. These folks weren't interested in learning, passing exams, earning a degree, and going out to make a difference in the world. They were there because they found it intellectually stimulating. They loved the excitement of being with the crowd. Often they followed their favorite teacher from one town to another. They loved new speakers. And when the class ended, they'd get together, eat, drink, laugh, and discuss what they'd heard. Mostly, they just wanted to look knowledgeable in each other's eyes. Don't let that happen to you. James 4:17 says, "Remember, knowing what is right to do and not doing it is sin." So, open your heart to the truths you've heard preached and begin to put them to work in your life. If you do that, rest assured, you'll never again suffer from spiritual boredom. And that's the word for you today.